There aren't many Latina actresses in leading movie roles, fewer than 2%. That's according to USC's Annenberg Inclusion Initiative. Those who do make it also multitask as directors, producers, and activists. In the final story of her series, Latinos in Hollywood, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on how these powerhouses are shaking things up in the film industry and beyond.
Fight the power!
Rosie Bettis blasted onto the big screen in 1989, dancing like a prize fighter in the opening credits of Do the Right Thing. She remembers how she was discovered. As a college biochem major who danced on TV Soul Train, she met filmmaker Spike Lee at a nightclub.
He was like, I want you to try out for a film. And I said, I'm not an actress. And he goes, oh, yes, you are.
Lee cast the Brooklyn-born Puerto Ricana in Do the Right Thing. She went on to star in the 1992 film White Man Can't Jump and the 1993 drama Fearless, for which she earned an Oscar nomination. Today, she's in no less than 4 TV shows. But for many years, Betta says she turned down offensive roles. She fired agents who told her to get a nose job and color her hair blonde.
Raising my hand, saying, hello, this town is racist. Why isn't anyone saying anything?
Bettis didn't just call out Hollywood. Here she is on The View, the talk show for which she was the first Latina co-host.
There is a secret in the Latin communities. They never want to be in the same group as black people.
And
it's sad. It's very, very sad.
As an activist, Bettis protested U.S. weapons training in Puerto Rico, and she was on President Obama's advisory council on AIDS and HIV. Bettis co-hosts the Latino Affinity Group of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, along with marketing and publicity ace Yvette Rodriguez.
We're trying to move the needle as to inclusion in front and behind the scenes of Hollywood.
Like when Hollywood says that they can't find Latinos, it's just absolutely not true. They are there. The stories are there. They need that access, but we need to help them with what happens when you get there. How are you presenting yourself? What is that elevator pitch?
Just last week, Rodriguez's organization, La Colab, signed a deal with Amazon to build a networking platform to match Latinos with jobs, mentors, and funding. Meanwhile, even big-name Latina actresses have to navigate the industry, like on stage at the 2016 Golden Globe ceremony.
Yes, hi, I'm Eva Longoria, not Ava Mendez.
And hi, I'm America Ferrera, not Chyna Rodriguez.
Yes. And neither one of us are Rosario Dawson.
Nope. Well said, Selma.
Thank you, Charo.
All joking aside, Eva Longoria and America Ferrera have been crusading for more Latino representation in Hollywood.
I don't think there's studios and networks evil plotting in these offices going, let's not hire women and let's not hire Latinos. I think they just unconsciously hire who looks like them, the stories that feel most familiar to them. And so it's about changing those rooms. We are becoming the creators.
Tex-Mexican-American Eva Longoria Bastón got her big break in 2001 on the TV soap opera The Young and the Restless. She became known for her role on the show Desperate Housewives. Longoria produced Devious Maids. She directed for Jane the Virgin, was producer and director of Telenovela, and an executive producer of The Gordita Chronicles.
I've always been a producer-director turned actor because I'm bossy and I'm really good at it. But no, I always saw myself directing because I was like, oh my God, nobody's telling these stories. I'm going to have to jump behind the camera and do it myself.
Longoria recently wrapped production of Flamin' Hot, her first feature film as director. She's built her portfolio for years.
So I could get to a point where I don't need permission to do things. I'm just going to do what I want, hire who I want, and tell the stories that I want. And that, for me, is, you know, stories from the Latinx community. We have heroes. We have fairy tales. We have success stories. And I think our community deserves to see them.
America Ferrera starred on the TV show Ugly Betty and became the first Latina to win an Emmy as a leading actress in comedy. She was born in Los Angeles to Honduran parents and made her acting debut in the 2002 film Real Women Have Curves.
Turn the lights on. I want you to see me.
Que bonita.
Peretta recently made her directorial debut with the Netflix film I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter. Her credits include the film The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants and most recently the TV comedy Superstore, which she co-produced. Ferreira sees a disturbing trend with many Latino-led shows and films.
When budgets shrink, when companies are having a difficult time, our projects are the first to go.
Ferreira and Longoria both say diversity and inclusion makes business sense. So does their friend Christy Habegger, who founded the magazine Latina in 1996. She was a Hollywood producer and agent before she became an executive at Warner Media. Habegger says she, Longoria, Ferreira, and others are trying to convince Hollywood they can benefit from nearly 63 million Latinos in the U.S.
I want you to want to be, you know, the platform that tells our stories, because you want to win 20% of the American audience, right? You want to win the trillions of dollars in spending power we have. You want to win our overperformance at the box office.
The activism by these Latinas has gone beyond Hollywood. Ferreira once gave a TED Talk about empowerment. Longoria opened the 2020 Democratic National Convention. And for years, both of them have rallied the Latina vote.
I'm out here with Rosario Dawson, Gina Rodriguez, Eva Longoria, Zoe Saldana, because there's nothing more important going on for our communities. So we have to show up with the whole familia, because when we show up together, we're stronger, ¿que no?
They've also made public service announcements like these from Rosario Dawson and Longoria.
Election Day is here. Now's the time for all of us to get out and vote.
As mamas, we can use our votes like we use our voices to get loud and vote like a madre this November.
The work that they have been doing to make democracy work is absolutely, absolutely, absolutely critical.
Dolores Huerta, now age 92, has been a labor leader and civil rights activist for decades.
A lot of Latinos feel that their voice is not important, that their vote isn't important. And when they see people like Eva, America, Rosie Perez, Rosario Dawson, it really inspires them, especially the young people.
Ferreira says one of the largest barriers for Latinas politically has been a lack of confidence.
It's not surprising in a cultural landscape where you don't see yourself reflected.
That's why she, Longoria, and Habegger helped start a movement called Poderistas. That's Spanish for powerful women. Last week, Poderistas were at the White House meeting with the First Lady and all the Latina staffers. The Poderistas have social media platforms devoted to empowerment.
The goal is to not just say your vote matters or your face on a television screen matters, it's to say your life matters.
This Hollywood sisterhood has been traveling around the country, encouraging Latinas to see themselves as stars. Mandalita El Barco, NPR News.